My name is Nazir Nuri. I'm from Afghanistan. I was born in Herat, Afghanistan. Herat is the second largest city in Afghanistan, located in the western part of the country. My family and I came to the U.S. in May 2014. To be honest, I didn't want to come to the U.S. Like my wife, she was very reluctant to come to the U.S. because she didn't speak any English and she didn't want to leave her siblings, her parents behind. But we had no other choice. My life was threatened. My kids were threatened to be kidnapped. So we had to come to the U.S. It was a very hard decision for everybody. It was a very hard decision for my wife and my daughter to leave everyone and everybody behind and come to the U.S. The U.S. is very different from Afghanistan. As you know, Afghanistan is a third world country. Comparing to the U.S., there is no technology, there is no progress. The education system is very different from the U.S. People are different, like the women, they are putting on a scarf or chador on their head. Even young girls, when they go to school, they have to put on a scarf on their heads. It's very different. So it was very tough for me and my family when we came here to adapt to the new situation. I really miss my Afghan food. We don't have an Afghan restaurant in Pittsburgh, unfortunately. We have celebrations like holidays in Afghanistan that we can't really celebrate in the U.S. because everything is so different. In Afghanistan, for example, we have two religious festivities during the year, which are big deals and they're like huge. And people, families, relatives, they are getting together. They are having a lot of food, sharing food and mercies and blessing. We don't have that relation in the U.S. because there is no Afghan community and there is no Afghan friend and relatives in the U.S. Everything is very different from Afghanistan and the U.S. The culture is very different. The language is different. The lifestyle is different. The values are different between the U.S. and Afghanistan. With all these differences, we have so many things which are very in common and similar to one another. Like when it comes to values, we are all human beings. We all respect honesty, integrity, working hard, being friendly, being nice to one another, respecting one another, tolerance. These are the values that we all share, right? No matter what country we are from or what city or what religion we are from, these are the core values that everybody is respecting. From the time that we came here, it was like 18 months ago, this political situation has changed. We have a new president in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, in some part of the country, the security situation has got worsened. Taliban, they are getting stronger in some part of the country, and they try to close the girls' school. They don't like girls to go to school. We have had some positive changes, like people are trying to have access to better education. Like this social media is becoming very popular in Afghanistan, even in the U.S. I don't really feel disconnected from my country because when I open my Facebook in the morning, I see all the news from Afghanistan on my wall, from my friends and families back there sharing posts about the situation in Afghanistan or posting their own photos, which is very nice. We are safer here, like my kids are safer, I'm safer. We have access to better education, like my daughter goes to a good school in Pittsburgh. She already learned English, she is doing very good in the school. There are like 23 kids in her classroom and she's the top student, although she's from a different country. So if she was in Afghanistan, she would not probably show this talent because the situation in Afghanistan was not ready for her to help her show the talent that she had. That's why we really feel fortunate to be in the U.S., especially when it comes to our safety and future of my children. So for any new immigrants before coming to the U.S., they got to do their homework. They got to start doing some investigation, some research about different cities, different states, about American values, American cultures, about American way of living, so that they don't get really a culture shock when they come to the U.S. Also, you got to be open-minded when you come to the U.S. You have a wide diversity. You got to accept this culture of tolerance, accepting one another, accept people, respect people with every religion, with every background, with every color. Try to make new friends in the community, be open to the new culture and to the new values if you want to be successful in the U.S.